And another effect of the coronavirus, the unemployment rate has surged and appears that it will only get worse. In March, the American economy lost more jobs than it gained for the first time in a decade. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us live now. Jill, tell us about these new unemployment numbers and also how bad could it get? Because these don't really reflect everything yet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 701,000 jobs that were lost in March, and we had actually negative revisions to the two prior months. You're right in the reference week part of it, meaning that this survey is taken between March 8th and 14th, which is why a lot of economists had thought that we wouldn't see these big, huge numbers on the downside. They thought maybe we'd lose 100 or 150,000 jobs. 700,000, not even close. Of those 701,000, here is where we're seeing the most pain. 459,000 in the leisure and hospitality industry. And, you know, you can just look around New York and see the damage right there. Food and drinking establishments, right? That is the vast majority of the job losses that we are seeing in the first part of this pandemic, which is now turned from a health to a financial one. I should note, when you say how long this could last, it's going to be ugly. The April report is going to be much worse because we know that in the last 2 weeks, initial claims for unemployment benefits are up to 10 million across the country. So we could see a job loss in the millions when we get the April report in a month from now.
These are just terrifying numbers, especially for all those hospitality workers. Jill, is it possible we're in a recession right now?
Oh, we're most assuredly in a recession right now. I've spoken to a number of economists, some Nobel Prize winners, lots who've written books. It is clear that the economy is in a recession, and it is going to be a deep and painful recession. The big question is, how long is it going to last? And I think this is where we get a lot of different views. Maybe just 2 weeks ago, when I talked to economists, they were saying, you know, it's going to be a V-shaped recession. We'll go down very deep, but we'll come back and we'll be better by the summer. No one's saying the summer anymore, because what we know is that under these orders where all of us in the New York area are locked down, but so too is about 9/10 of the country, that we are not coming out of this anytime quickly. So I think it's fair to say that many of the economists, at least that I speak to, believe that a recession will be first, second, third quarter at the very least, maybe for the whole year, and that we really only come out of this come 2021.
And is there may not be an answer to this question, but is there any bright spot in any of these numbers?
I'll tell you what, like the one bright spot that I have. I spoke to a guy named Kenneth Rogoff, and he is a professor of economics at Harvard. And I spoke to him yesterday. He's actually studied financial crises over the last 800 years. And I said to him, well, you know, you're bringing me down. Like, what can you tell me that's good? And he goes, I'll tell you what I can tell you is good. We actually have learned a lot over the last couple of hundred years. And what we now know is how we need to respond as a nation. And so when you look back to the Depression, you say, well, we kind of dragged our feet as a country. Even the financial crisis, we were very smart to save the financial system. We didn't do a good job of bailing out regular people and homeowners.
Yeah, bailing out Main Street.
Yeah, it looks like this particular crisis, which is really freezing the global economy for the first time ever, the globe, that we are finally saying, wait, there are real people here. We must deal with them. We must get money into their hands as quickly as possible.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thanks so much for your insight.
Take care.